I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It's been a punishing time for technology companies, especially startups. But entrepreneur Russell Simmons has another project online. It's called globalgrind.com, and he wants it to be a homepage for the hip-hop generation. Before Election Day, I got the chance to talk to Russell and to Global Grind's president and CEO, Navarro Wright. Global Grind is a social networking site, and I asked them what they bring to the table when it comes to building community.
Well, it's about there's all these people that say they surf the web worldwide but don't know their way around the world. And so what we do is we filter a lot of what's cool in our community or interesting in our community. And I say our community, I mean this whole urban graduate generation and the young people who come from this hip-hop culture. In other words, there's no way, you know, how do we perceive the natural catastrophes that happened in Katrina's, the other, you know, there's no real place to find all that information. Who's interested in the rallies that Jay-Z is holding across the country, or if Bow Wow is marching for change, or if Nelly has a voting initiative, or Puffy, or the work that I'm doing? And so no one in national media is so interested in the good that hip hop does, but we are. And so they have a specific view. Their politics section has the Huffington Post. It has a Racialicious, but it also has TheNationMagazine.com. It also has, you know, TreeHugger.com. There's a progressive community that comes out of these poets. And this whole community that we wrap ourselves around is underserved by advertisers, by media experts. They think, you know, they just locked out these people, and these people whose job it is to serve them don't understand them.
And then on top of that, it's all about educating this audience about the things that they need to have that are important, right? And it's just one example of why we created Global Grind in the first place. We always know that there's events that happen that this audience gets behind, whether it was Katrina, whether it was Gen 6, and there hasn't been a place online to show the power of that voice. So for Countdown to Change, for example, there could be a story from a CNN, from a New York Times, and all the traffic and activity that's generated on Global Grind, when they go to look and see where the source of that is, Global Grind becomes synonymous with the voice of the urban audience.
What about the November 5th strategy for both of you? And I'll let you go first, Navarro. What I mean by November 5th strategy is a lot of people who have been through an experience of a lifetime with this historic race. What do you do with them on November 5th?
I think it continues to give us an opportunity for them to voice their feelings about what's coming forward, right? You know, we all personally hope that November 5th is a season of change with Barack Obama. I think it's all about education. I think whether it's November 5th or any date after,
that's right,
this audience still needs a place to have their voice shown.
Our greatest audience, really, beside for the politics section, which has exploded, is hip-hop, and the second greatest is gossip. You know, right behind politics, which has gotten really hot, the politics section. And those are the ideas that are most featured by the audience, that bubbles up the ideas, because we don't create content. We frame it. We have curators as opposed to editors.
Well, gentlemen, thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having
us.
That was Navarro Wright, Global Grind's president and CEO. He and the project's founder, Russell Simmons, stopped by our offices before the election.